So you are the perfect recipe, the perfect ingredients to have your dream life and your dream business. Everything that you need, your skills, your experience, your confidence, your belief, it's already inside you.
Welcome to the Booked Out with Bree podcast. I'm your host, Bree Kane, and I'm a mom of three young girls who decided to unapologetically claim my dream life, the six-figure business, the freedom to have random ice cream dates with my girls at 1 p.m. or hire a babysitter for some alone time. I help women and moms claim all of themselves, be all of themselves, and live their biggest, boldest lives unapologetically. If you're ready to book out your business and your life with joy, fun, and ease, let's jump into this episode.
Hi, my friends, my loves, how are you? Today, we are talking about how to position yourself as a premium VA so that you can earn premium rates. And I'm really excited to be sharing this with you because it's a lot more fun, it's a lot more simple, and it's a lot less restrictive than you might think it might be. So I want to hear it. Who is ready for premium pay by stepping into their zone of genius and who they are and having more fun in business and life? I want to hear. I'm so excited. So what I want you to know before I dive into, I'm going to walk you through four really important things related to positioning yourself as a premium VA. But what I want you to know first is that business has no rules. And the more fun you can have in business and the more you can show up in you, like who you are, and have fun and be weird and wild and crazy and have the time of your life, honestly, that is what blows up your business. So right now, I want to give you a big, old, fat, juicy, delicious permission slip to go have the time of your life, to go be loud and wild and crazy, and to know that everything that you need is already inside you to have your six, your seven-figure business. Everything you need is already there. You have the perfect ingredients, the perfect recipe for your dream business and your dream life. Think about it like this. I'm going to give you two different examples so you can see what I mean by this. When you plant a seed in the ground, you have that seed in your hand, you're looking at it. That seed contains the entire tree that, you know, over time is going to grow into this 30-foot tall masterpiece. That seed already has the ingredients and the recipe for the most beautiful tree you could ever imagine. Here's another example. What is his name? Da Vinci. He crafted like a stone, like statues, statues. So he has these slates, these slabs of marble and granite and stone. The masterpiece already exists within the stone, and he brought it to life. So you are the perfect recipe, the perfect ingredients to have your dream life and your dream business. Everything that you need, your skills, your experience, your confidence, your belief, it's already inside you. How exciting is that? So I want you to know you are already a premium virtual assistant. It's a fact. It's a given. You are going to earn premium pay. And I am going to share a couple tidbits with you on how you can really step into and cultivate that identity, that belief, that reality, like the strategy, all of that. So let's dive in. Are you ready? Let's dive in. So number one, this is all about figuring out what is your zone of genius. What do you love doing? What are your interests? Your zone of genius is the thing that you do that you lose track of time. You're like, if someone could just put me on a horse and I'll see you in like 2 days, I'm just going to go ride. Or like me, I could sit in a bubble bath for hours until it turns cold and I'm not going to get out just because I love it so much. So for you, what are those like things you love to do? Like if someone were to put you on Pinterest, could you create the most beautiful, like vibey aesthetic boards? What do you get lost in? That is your zone of genius. Do you love social media? Do you love creating the perfect graphics? Do you love connecting with people, building relationships, helping people feel seen and empowered and understood? What are those things? Really reflect, like go back and think, what are the times in my life where I felt most alive, most real, like in the moment where I lose track of time? That is your zone of genius. And the world needs your zone of genius. And when you live in your zone of genius, make a shit ton of money. And it's so fun. It's so fun. Like you can get to go have the time of your life. This is when business gets fun and it gets easy, is in when you are in your zone of genius. So here's the really cool part too. This applies to your virtual assistant business, because the most important thing to know, wherever you're at in your VA journey, and this is more specific to if you're just starting out in the virtual assistant industry, you've just launched your business, you're exploring launching a business, here's the most important thing to know. Don't ever forget this, okay? Promise me you'll never forget it as you go into launching your business. You do not need additional skills and experience. Your professional background is enough. And professional background, volunteer work, direct sales, motherhood, all of that counts too. You get to extract the gold nuggets of your experience, your passions, your interests, and really lean into that, like light a freaking fire under that. That is what you need. When you think about the virtual assistant industry, it simply comes down to leveraging and transferring your work experience, your skill set, your knowledge, virtually and remotely. Like literally, that is as simple as it is. You are taking your skill set virtual, hence virtual assistant. So know that just like the seed that already contains the tree, you already have your six-figure, multi-six-figure VA business inside of you. And a lot of it comes down to, which we're going to talk about, is the messaging, positioning, branding yourself as that six-figure VA. So like really thinking through, like, what do you love to do? What do you lose track of time? And some of these are tangible skill sets and experience that you'll put into your virtual assistant portfolio. And some of it is your branding and your vibe, taking a stand for something, being funny and fun and weird and quirky and all of who you are. And the example that I love to share in this regard is my student, Michaela, who now she's built, gosh, she's probably like a multi six figures now in about 8 months' time. She started absolute ground zero, no VA business, thinking she had to give up motherhood because she could not land a remote job. And in 3 weeks of working together, she had booked four dream clients, fully booked out her business in 3 weeks. And then she's like, well, what's next? So like, let's go for the moon, baby. And she has the most beautiful business now. But what she did, zone of genius wise, and just really igniting all of who she is, using the plug and play portfolio template that we provided mom to VA, she made it her own and she loves coffee. So she had coffee all throughout her portfolio. Like it was part of her branding experience, and her clients like really could see and feel who she was, like her zone of genius and just like the essence. Like business gets to be fun when you give yourself permission to be all of you. And that truly, she's like, that was what booked out my business. It was just like having the clarity on like how to position myself, message, and put me into my business and my brand. So I really want to encourage you, own all of who you are, like the weird quirks, the funny things, like you love horses, you love taking bubble baths, you could drink like a gallon of coffee every day, whatever that is. Put that into you, your business, your brand, your identity, all of that. Now, once you have identified what your zone of genius is, the next step there is to pick 2 to 3 areas to focus on and to specialize in. So let's say that you, as an example, have had a direct sales business and you thought it was really fun to create content for that, you know, like sell the products and play around in Canva, and you could get lost in Canva like 2 hours there. And you're like, oh shoot, I was supposed to go, go pick up my kid a half hour ago. That's probably a terrible example. No one forgets to pick up their kids from school, but you get my point. So thinking about that, you're like, amazing. Like I can absolutely do that for someone else. Now, here is the golden hack when you are thinking about, you know, picking your zone of genius, focusing in on 2 to 3 areas that you will really specialize in, and then thinking about what are the ideal outcomes or desires or problems that I can help someone solve that has this need in their business. If you think about if someone's like, I'll use mom to VA as an example, actually, you're like, mom to VA comes with a step-by-step training curriculum and comes with two coaching calls a week, and it comes with, you know, a one-to-one accountability coach, da da da. That's amazing. You're like, yeah, that's awesome. But your clients want to know, what does that mean to them? What does that mean to them? And the three magic words of how you can translate this in your VI business is, say, I offer social media services. So you can, and then this is where the gold is. You want to vision paint using their words, thoughts, actions, feelings. So if you're going to take over someone's social media, like how are they going to feel before and after? Before, they might be dreading opening up Canva because they don't have 3 hours to spend creating the perfect graphics. They'd rather be doing something else. And then they begin to resent their social media because it feels like this burden on their time. That's the before. And like in their words, like social media is this burden and I dread it. I resent it. But I also know it's so important for my business and my visibility. And then the after, what happens when you come in and you're able to take, like, they wake up in the morning and they see like their content's pre-scheduled in for the day and it's like perfectly matched to their brand. And they just like breathe this deep sigh of relief. They feel joy and like reinvigorated in their business again. So you want to say, so you can, and like get really clear, like people don't buy the features and the services, they buy the outcomes. So the more that you, once you've tapped into your zone of genius and you've dialed into like, how do I get to help people? What are they going to experience? And what are they going to feel when I'm in their business, taking over the things that they resent and dread? This is the magic secret sauce. Okay. So let's step into number two. Number two is positioning yourself as an authority. Here's a little secret. You ready? The title virtual assistant means nothing. I said it. And what I mean by this is the virtual assistant industry is this big bubble. And within the virtual assistant industry and within being a VA, you specialize. It's kind of like what I had just shared about, you know, features and services don't mean a whole lot. It's the outcome, the transformation, the what's in it for me or what's in it for them. And so I encourage you, based on finding your zone of genius and then picking 2 to 3 areas to specialize in, from there, you're actually going to call yourself an expert within one of those things. Let's say, actually, so Emma just enrolled in Mom to VA last night, and I was chatting with her before she enrolled. And one of the things she shared, she's like, Bree, I have been in restaurant management and I love my job. I'm not looking to leave it. I want to bring in extra income. But how do I turn restaurant management into the virtual assistant industry? And I'm like, you have so much to offer. This is so exciting. And here's how you look at it. Think about all the things that she does within restaurant management, business operations, client experience, project management, admin support. I mean, you could go on. She loves social media too. But so really think like broad and zoom out of what you do. Like teachers and nurses are another really good example of like the patients or the students are projects that you manage. You manage timeline, communication, deliverables. So zooming out. And if you were to think like, okay, this is a theme throughout my work experience, can I be a project management expert? Here's the other thing. The only person to give you permission on that is you. So I will. I'm giving you permission right now today to call yourself an expert in something within your zone of genius. Challenge accepted? Yes. So call yourself something more specific than a virtual assistant. What are you an expert in? And then you can give context through your background and through your experience. Context is really important. And this is something I tell my students in Mom to VA is, make sure you do contextually, you know, if you're an expert in project management, like let's just use Emma for an example. You know, if she has 10 years of restaurant management experience, she can say, you know, within 10 years in a leadership role managing a restaurant, I've been able to da 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 da. And then she lists out her specific experience. So if you can add even numbers, metrics, numbers, anything to contextually provide experience that you've been doing volunteer work. Again, that is still work experience. That is still experience that expands your knowledge, your skill set, and it all counts. So, and this is another thing I worked with some of my students on too, is like Say it is volunteer experience. You don't need to call yourself a volunteer. What did you do in that experience? Were you a social media expert, social media manager? Like, what did you do specifically? Same with the VA. Don't call yourself a VA. Like, specifically, what are you an expert in? Okay. Number three, you ready? Now you want to elevate to premium packages and pricing. Here's a little secret. What you value is what your clients will value. If you value providing premium services and premium support and earning premium pay, and you speak to those type of people in your messaging, in your portfolio, your applications, if you share on social media, when you make the assumption that the people you work with, the people that are attracted and aligned to your business, value the same things as you. For example, in your portfolio, if you say, I am a business operations expert who partners with driven, ambitious female entrepreneurs who care about doing good in the world, the people who are ambitious and driven and female and care about doing good in the world, they're going to be like, okay, I resonate with that. This person is for me. So for you to like think about, what do you value and who, not necessarily like how you feel today and where you are, where are you going? Are you an ambitious, driven mom who is claiming her six-figure business? Then I would speak as that person and I would speak to that type of client in your messaging. Values attract values. If you lower your rates, you're going to attract bargain hunters. If you elevate your rates, you are going to attract people that value exceptional service and value paying well for exceptional service. Don't cut your rates. And especially when you lean into your zone of genius and you position yourself as an expert, it's a natural thing. It's a natural thing. So just remember that value attracts value. When you speak to the people who value the same thing that you do, they feel seen, they feel understood, and they will self-identify as like, yeah, of course I'm that driven person. So be confident in the value that you have to offer. Remember, just like the seed that already contains the tree, you already have your six-figure VA business inside of you. And a lot of it is just knowing how to message and position yourself as that six-figure VA. You already have everything you need. Okay. Right. So be confident in the value that you provide. All right. The next thing is to show up as the only option. Business gets to be fun when there are no rules and you just get to be you. It's so fun. And in that is being confident in what you have to offer. You already have your six-figure VA business. You are the one. And when you and show up in that energy. And if you're not sure exactly like what that looks like or what that means, back when I was finding my voice in business and, you know, just really, I love to study how people are doing things and like dissect the strategy and then really pull on that, like lean on that for inspiration in my own life. And so one of the things I did, this was years ago, actually when I was building a direct sales business, I would every single day, there was about 10 people that I followed and I just loved how they showed up. It was just, you know, those people you're in their world and you're like, I just feel good. Like it feels like warm, ooey gooey honey. And I feel all lit up and I want to go take over the world. So I would study that. Like I would watch their content every single day, study them. Like what's their vibe, their energy? What words are they saying? How are they presenting themselves? And lean on that for inspiration. Like study the people who are where you want to be. And so I encourage you, if you're not really sure, like what exactly this looks like, go study the people who light your heart and your soul on fire and take notes. And one of the things that you will notice is the people you pay attention to are the ones who are lit the F up about life and what they're doing. And they're like, it's like the world of one, like they're just in their lane going full ahead. It's like their blinders are on, but at the same time, they don't even need blinders because they're so focused on what they're doing and where they're going. And that is the magic. And I know it's scary to drop, you know, the like, what will people think and the fear and the like, what the heck am I doing? And if you've studied the subconscious mind and our reticular activating system, you know that your brain, our brains are biologically wired to keep us safe. Anything that is outside of our comfort zone triggers a biological reaction in our brains that it's unsafe. And this is like back to the caveman days. But when you have that awareness and knowledge, and you know, you're like, oh, that's just my cute little subconscious brain trying to keep me safe. You're like, but I choose. You get to choose what you want in life. And zooming in on where you want to go, what you want to create. And same with, like, you know, we talked about speaking to the, not the services and the features of what your dream clients want, but their ideal outcomes. Also getting really clear on that for you. Like, what is your ideal outcome? What is your ideal outcome? What do you really want? And the more you can tune in and align to that, any fear becomes irrelevant. I will also add that action suffocates fear. It's like the laundry pile. The more you stare at the mound of laundry in your living room, the bigger it gets. And the more you just like dread it and resent it. And I guess I'm talking about myself here. But then you do it and you're like, oh, well, the laundry wasn't so bad. And I got to watch a really good show at the same time. So that wasn't so bad. The same is when you, the things that you fear that seem like this big mountain in front of you, the more you step into them, you're like, oh, okay, I got this. And it compounds. The more you realize you can do anything, the more anything is possible to you. So I want to encourage you that you have a zone of genius. You have your six-figure business inside of you. You are an expert. You are worth every single penny of premium pay. And a lot of it truly comes down to you simply claiming that. You give yourself permission. No one else needs to. You do. I'm so excited for your six-figure VA business. If you do want to fast-track your way there, it would be an honor and a joy to support you. I have all the tools, the resources, and light a fire under your booty. Get you into your most magnetic zone of genius. Earn magic money every single day. It is the best. I love you so much. I'm so happy you're here, and I will see you next week.
Thank you for listening in. I'm so excited to hear your takeaways and to connect with you. Come hang with me on Instagram at Hey, it's Brie Kane. Shoot me a DM and let me know your favorite parts of this episode. You can also peek at the show notes for more ways to get in touch, for any links referenced in this episode, or ways to work with me to unapologetically book out your business and your life. Don't forget to leave a rating and review. I love hearing your feedback, and I so appreciate your support in helping us connect and spread the Booked Out mission with women and moms everywhere. I'll see you on the next episode.